Good morning, and thanks so much for tuning in to your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak, and today we have some special guests that we are checking in with. Beginning today actually is a new podcast called Paleo Nerds. This is the creation of Ketchikan artist Ray Troll and his friend, a ventriloquist, David Strassman. They are joining me this morning, and I welcome you and thank you so much for being here.
Good morning.
Great to be here, Maria.
Excellent. Thanks so much. Before we talk about the podcast, let's learn a little bit about both of you. You call yourself paleo nerds. I don't know who wants to take this, maybe both of you, but explain what that is and how each of you developed a love for paleontology.
Ray, you want to start? Well, I'm a paleo nerd, I admit it. Ray, are you a paleo nerd?
Yeah, I was pretty much born a paleo nerd, and that's a paleo nerd is, I would say, someone who's obsessed with dinosaurs, and most kids are obsessed with dinosaurs and all things prehistoric. But a lot of the kids go on to get into other things, but some of us keep the flame burning throughout our lives, and I'm one of those. Dave?
If you love dinosaurs and anything paleontology, as an adult, you're a paleo nerd.
And I'll ask each of you, we'll start with Ray Troll, do you have a favorite dinosaur?
Oh, I have favorite dinosaurs and all kinds of prehistoric critters, but a favorite dinosaur, I'd have to say good old Triceratops. You know, the three horns, it's a classic dinosaur.
You never told me this, Ray. I never knew this about you.
Well, it's true, Dave. And
Triceratops, I thought you loved fishes. You're a fish guy. You're an ancient fish man.
But she asked me about dinosaurs, Dave, so I gave her the truth there.
Oh, okay.
Triceratops.
Okay.
And how about you, Dave? What's your favorite dinosaur, man?
Well, dinosaur, I guess that just means the creatures from the Mesozoic, which is when dinosaurs were alive, not all living ancient past creatures. My favorite dinosaur would have to be the Tyrant King. The Tyrant King, which is Tyrannosaurus Rex. Can you imagine teeth the size of bananas? Teeth the size of bananas that tore through flesh and ate millions of creatures for millions and millions of years. It is absolutely insane.
And I'll say that my favorite has always been Stegosaurus.
Always
loved Stegosaurus. I like that. It's the plate.
The earlier dinosaurs.
But from the Jurassic.
Yeah, but I do, of course, appreciate the T-Rex as well. So to open it up beyond dinosaurs, so Ray, what is your favorite paleo creature, since this seemed a shock to David?
Well, I guess paleo creature would be the buzzsaw shark, which ironically is related to ratfish. And so, you know, there's a link there for me. So the buzzsaw shark, it's a Permian age shark about 270 million years ago. It was this big predatory shark with a spiral in its lower jaw, spiral of teeth. And I got obsessed with that creature. And yeah,
this thing looks like it has literally a saw blade that you'd find in a sawmill going down the middle of its mouth. And it is unlike anything you've ever seen. It's absolutely amazing.
Okay, and let's acquaint people with you both a little bit. David Strassman, can you tell us about yourself? I understand you currently live in Ojai, California, correct?
But I live, a couple hours north of Los Angeles in a beautiful little town about the same size as Ketchikan, about, I think a little smaller, about 8,000, 9,000 people. I've been coming to Ketchikan since the 90s. A friend of mine lived up there. I visited at least every year or so. Fell in love with Ketchikan, bought a home on the north part of the island in 2001, lived in Ketchikan, had to move away to Ireland. I still own the property, and I plan when my son leaves for college next year, I plan to spend way more time up there. This is the first summer because of the pandemic that I have not visited Ketchikan. I'm actually really jonesing for all things Tongass.
And I understand you're a ventriloquist.
Well, where'd you get that idea?
Because on your website.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm not moving my lips right now. and I'm making both the dummies talk in this interview.
Oh,
I'm a ventriloquist who started out in all the TV shows of the late 90s in America, and then someone turned me on to Australia, and I pretty much started performing in Australia and then New Zealand and then England, and I'm really, really well known in the British Commonwealth. So that's Ireland, Scotland, England, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa. And I pretty much abandoned my career in America, which is fantastic for me because no one recognizes me at Safeway. But it's not the same in Australia. It's hard to walk down the street without someone wanting an autograph.
So I actually tested this theory out, Maria. I met David in 2001 when he walked into our gallery down at Creek Street, and he wanted to talk paleo with me and found out about this guy's career. And I was like, what? And then I kind of vaguely remembered that I had seen him on national TV in the, when was you, in the 90s?
Late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah. I'd seen you on Arsenio Hall, and I vaguely remember. And Dave's got this really cool well, you're not just a ventriloquist, Dave. Puppetronics, you really perfected this whole thing with many
robotics. Not only do I work them manually with my hand up the back, but they also work fully robotic as well. So I've taken ventriloquism into the next century from the dusty place. It kind of resides in all our brains. It's a pretty weird. It's down there with the jugglers and the mimes. And so I've brought it hopefully up to a more awesome and cooler level.
And actually, I got to say too that the person that connected us is the UPS man, and the UPS man was Tom Fowler, was delivering stuff out to Dave's home and all these gadgets, and there's, you know, Tom.
Dave, what's this? What are these shark teeth you got here? Oh man, you should meet Ray Troll. I go, Ray Troll. Oh, he's got that shop in Creek Street. By the way, I think Tom has a radio show.
Yes, he does. He's on Babblefish.
On KRBD. Yeah.
So Tom was the one that connected us, Maria.
Yeah, so. Tom. Hey, Tom. Shout out to Tom.
Interesting. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Tom just retired, and it was his birthday on Monday. So he's a happy man.
Just all the news, all the local
news. You heard it here.
Ray Troll, certainly people in Ketchikan know you, but this will actually be picked up around the world. We have people that tune into KRBD from over. So for those who are not familiar with you, can you tell us a bit about yourself and your art?
Well, sure. I'm an artist. I live here in Ketchikan. I moved here 38 years ago now. It's all a bit of a blur, but over the years, I've gotten a following with my visual art, mostly via the t-shirts, but also, so I do a line of t-shirts. I have exhibits and books and that kind of thing. So yeah, I've got a little bit of a reputation out there. And over the years, I've collaborated a lot with scientists and got to know scientists, and the science began to really inform a lot of my artwork, and I'd sneak it in there. And that was the fascination with science that really David and I would nerd out on.
Ray, you know what? You're selling yourself short. You have museum exhibits that are world class, that travel the planet in some of the greatest museums in the world. You have t-shirts. You've sold over 1 million t-shirts, haven't you, throughout your career? Something like that?
You can't
go anywhere in the Pacific, at least the Pacific Northwest, but without seeing one of his t-shirts. And rock stars on record album covers have his t-shirts. I mean, he is an amazing artist. And let me tell you, I own something like 7 or 8 of his art pieces, the actual originals, and they're hanging in my house right now. This guy is one of the most amazing paleo artists, because not only is his stuff fun to look at, but it's scientifically accurate. And that's how he gets cred in the scientific community.
Okay. Wow. Okay, David. That's recorded. Thank you.
You can send me a check.
Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the podcast. Since that is starting today, where did this idea for this come from, and why did you start to do this?
Well, I come up to Ketchikan every summer, and obviously I check my property and go fishing. And I'm always, Ray, where can we go find fossils? And Ray has the most amazing secret locations around Southeast Alaska. And we'll get on a float plane or charter a boat, and we'll go steam out everywhere, you know, as far north as Craig and as south as the Dixon entrance. And we'll go all over and find, he'll show me the most amazing, amazing fossils that exist in Southeast Alaska. But I'm always saying, Ray, what does this mean? And well, how old is that? And he's like my fossil mentor, and I really look up to Ray as far as his knowledge. Even though he doesn't have a doctorate in paleontology, he certainly has the knowledge of one. And I'm always intrigued. We have these great discussions. What would it be like if you were there the day the meteor or comet hit when the dinosaurs died out? What would it look like? And so we're always going one step further and imagining the deep past. And so during this lockdown, I literally ran out of time. I ran out of everything. I was watching Facebook and Instagram and Netflix. I'm going crazy. What else can I do? And I said, let's do a podcast with Ray. It would be so great to talk. And so I brought up the idea. We did a test. And it was just, was it just you and me? Was it, is that our first episode? Is that the test?
Yeah. The test is the first episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get to listen to us talk about ourselves.
Yeah. And so, yeah. Why are you a paleo nerd? And I have been editing music and sound for decades for my show. And I decided to put in all these sound effects. So when Ray and I are talking about fishing in a stream on the Susitna drainage outside of Anchorage, you hear the eagles in the background. You hear the river going by. You hear the splashes of the 50-pound salmon and the zzzz of the reel of the fishing rod. And it really takes these podcasts into another dimension. And it is just so much fun. And we've made science interesting.
And it is a mix. I listened to a little bit of it the other day. It's a mix of discussion, music, sound effects, paleo, yep, info, a bit of everything. So you have, I understand you have 8 episodes planned. Is that correct?
Well, we actually have 8 episodes already in the can.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much. And so we'll be, as the kids say, dropping them every Wednesday. And we have
some very obscure, unheard of guests. Who's our first guest again, Ray?
He runs that little museum back east. We have Kirk Johnson, the director of the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History, is our number one episode. And then we've got a lot of cool people coming up.
Amy Atwater, who is she's the collections of the Museum of the Rockies. We have so far we've interviewed 3 museum directors, and it's really high-powered scientist friends, all because Ray collaborates with these people. He knows them as friends and as colleagues.
But then I do. But then you also have a few connections in the world, and tell them about tell Maria and the people listening at home about the Tom Kay episode.
Yeah. So there's another podcast called Paleocast I've been listening to for years, and they interviewed this guy. He developed this laser that can shine on any fossil, and you can see organic remains that you can't see with the naked eye. For example, you look at this bird fossil, you shine his laser on it, you can see feathers. And it's like it's a breakthrough in paleontology. You had to grab a fossil in an ambulance and take it to a hospital to MRI it or whatever, CT scan it. Now you can just walk into any museum and shine this thing and in seconds see this organic material. At the end of the episode, he says, well, yeah, you know, like me on Facebook, blah, blah, blah. So I went to his Facebook page. I went, I really love your new device. You've turned paleontology on its head and blah, blah, blah. He emails me back, Dave, it's me, Tom. We were in homeroom together in high school for 4 years. He had changed his name, and it turned out I knew him from a teenager. And so he's one of the guys we interviewed. And that's a fascinating interview as well, too, and fun.
Well, it sounds like both of you have had a lot of adventures, and I imagine you've gone on digs, dinosaur digs and such.
Well, I've been on a number of dinosaur digs. Dave and I have – we've been to fossil sites around Southeast Alaska, and we keep talking about maybe going to some of the bone beds up north, but we shall see. We shall see.
Yeah, I've been to fossil sites in Australia, New Zealand, Wyoming, Alaska, all over the world, really. And hopefully when I'm there, I try to interpret it as a scientist, not just a tourist. So my love of science goes a bit deeper than your average science fan or paleontological fan. I read many of the nature documents and papers, and I try to go one step deeper than just the average fan.
And I was going to say one of our episodes too, it's just fellow paleo nerds. We talked to a sculptor friend of Dave and I. His name is Gary Staub, and he sculpts life-size dinosaurs and creatures. I've collaborated with Gary. He doesn't have a PhD. He's not a scientist, but he's an artist that goes way deep into science. And there's another episode where we talk to the queen of the ratfish, a ratfishologist, an ichthyologist in Pennsylvania. So we have a whole episode on ratfish.
And about 20 minutes of ratfish sex, too.
We go way deep into that, so you might want to, yeah.
Yeah, it's not very provocative. It's squishy.
Just let the kids know this may not be appropriate for all. I don't know.
No, it is. It's appropriate for all ages.
Excellent. And that's a good question, too. Yeah. It's something all ages can enjoy?
Yes.
Yes. I would say.
I don't think an eight-year-old is going to last long, but, yeah, it's appropriate.
Yeah, they may not. They'll get bored after a bit. But, yeah, there's no racy content. And we do talk about some, you know, interesting things. There's biology in it, but it's educational. It really is. Dave and I are trying to do really have fun, number one, but also hook you in, reel you in, to use the fishing analogy, into this fascinating science. And, you will learn stuff. But basically, you know, through just getting to know one guest at a time, and we get a little bit of their backstory and how they came to science and loving things prehistoric, and what we can learn from the past that we can apply to the here and now. So,
and I went to the website where you can hook up with the podcast. It has more than just your podcast. There's links to other things, a store, science info. Can you talk a little bit about that website? Is that something everyone can go to?
Yeah, the website, it's paleonerds.com, and it is pretty much where you can find more information when you listen to the podcast, which is on iTunes and Spotify. Our podcast is anywhere you can listen to podcasts. But if we're talking about a ratfish and you want to know more, you can go to that episode and click on the links, and there's not only pictures of what we're talking about, but links to, you know, to further your curiosity on whatever we talk about. So the Paleo Nerds webpage is a great landing place to explore deeper our episodes. And also there's More Science, where we have links on just stuff Ray and I like to play around. For example, there is a website which you can, it's a map of the world. You can go to any place on the planet and zoom in and find out what is the geology there. Is it sand? Is it dinosaur fossil bearing material? Is it alluvial plain? Is it seashore? Is it sandstone? Is it granite? Anywhere on the planet, down to a meter. It's absolutely insane. So, yes, Ray, I can hear that you want to say something.
The website also includes, because keeping that sort of personal thing going too, and that keeping that inner child alive, we've asked a lot of our guests to supply us with pictures of themselves as kids when they first fell in love with science, or maybe their first fossil or their first fish they caught. So actually with Kirk Johnson, we have a picture on the website of him giving his first lecture in his basement at age 8. You know, so there's that kind of fun stuff. And also got to say that keeping it kind of in the family is that my daughter, Karina, has been our social media manager and also designed the website. And she's handling all the stuff that, you know, that
she's our admin, and she's absolutely fantastic, Ray. Oh. Yeah, absolutely fantastic for putting it all together. We couldn't have done it without her.
So we're the old boomers, and she's keeping us up to date with all the social media stuff. So
speak for yourself, Ray.
I'm more of a fossil than you are.
It's true.
You mentioned this is you can access this for through YouTube or your website or wherever you can get podcasts. How do people find your? Is it do you just look for Paleo
Nerds?
How do you find it?
If you just type in Google, Paleo Nerds, PaleoNerds, you will find our Instagram, our iTunes, our webpage, and that's pretty much how you find us. We're not on YouTube yet. YouTube is for video. This is for listening, you know, podcasts and, anywhere you buy your podcast, actually, no, you don't buy them. They're free. Anywhere you find your podcast, is where we will be.
Okay. I think those were my questions. Anything else you wanted to add?
I would like to say that science is under attack, that people are believing opinions more than they're believing fact. I think the second greatest virus besides COVID is social media. And, you know, I'm on Facebook. I'm on it all too. I see it every day. I'm addicted. But, how do you know what's real anymore on these social media platforms? You just don't know what's real. So we ask every guest, how can we further the idea that science is fact and opinion is an opinion? And I think it's important to get back to science and get back to what is real and what is not and what is opinion and what is hearsay. And we make science fun and entertaining and without shoving it down your throat.
We throw the science in for free.
So. Okay. And this does launch today. So is it out there already or is it?
Right, very second.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great.
Go to paleonerds.com and have fun.
Okay. And I got to say, too, that we do we use a little bit of music, too. So there's a lot of Ketchikan musicians that you can hear. And and my son's music, Don Kenoyer's music, the Ratfish Wranglers, and Dave has been mixing all that in very subtly. And it's very cool. So it's a real K-Town kind of thing.
Can I come back? I want to come back. This is the first time ever I have not been to Ketchikan.
We miss you, Dave.
Well, I miss it. I miss it so much.
Well, you'll be back soon. You know, you could come. You just have to isolate for 14 days or whatever.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know if I want to do that at the Motel 6. But I'll tell you though, maybe I'll charter a boat and just come up the West Coast because that'll take 14 days.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you both for joining me and good luck with the new podcast.
Thank you, Maria.
Again, that is Ray Troll and David Strassman today launching off their podcast, Paleo Nerds.